last word on World Cup.
World Cup, 1-0, Germans over Argies. Europe, we're still here. South America, hope didn't help much. Argentina, heartbreak. Brazil, choke. Deutschland, uber alles. FIFA, unimaginable corruption. Buenos Aires in mourning. Berlin, partying. Rio, unspeakable poverty, but nice sunsets. Does that sum it up pretty well? What do you think? Here to discuss the 2014 World Cup and its legacy going forward is George Vesey, contributing sports columnist at the New York Times, author of the recent book, 8 World Cups, My Journey Through the Beauty and Dark Side of Soccer. George, welcome back.
Nice to be here again.
So what did you think? What was your impression? That was a very exciting goal there at the end.
Well, I hate to say this, but having picked Germany back in February for a magazine article I wrote, having picked Brazil and Argentina to finish third and fourth, I had the feeling that I had the usual suspects mostly in the final four, as we say. So, yeah, I could see Germany was coming on since 2006. They had this wonderful tournament in their home country. They were coming on. They finished third the last two World Cups. And I just felt like if any nation could go into the home, the emotional home of football, which is Brazil, and take it all, it was Germany.
And they really cleaned up the mess taking control of Messi from Argentina. He wasn't really even a factor.
He wasn't a factor. There's a great picture in the New York Times this morning of him surrounded by four defenders, which is what you do. Of course, people did that with Maradona back in the day. I remember Maradona was surrounded by at least four or five defenders by Brazil in 1990, and he still unleashed a sensational pass to Claudio Caniggia. That's the difference between Maradona and Messi. And I think all of us, the whole world is unfair to Messi to compare him to Maradona, because I think there's only one Maradona in any – not in any generation, but in any cycle for a soccer nation, and it's just unfair. Messi's not the player Maradona was.
No, one's a machine and one is magic. Right. And really what that game lacked was that sort of magic. But the goal from – he was a substitution, I believe, the German, right, there at the end?
Goetze, I believe it's pronounced. Yeah, he came in. I think he was the last guy in next to last guy in as a substitute. And, of course – with Germany, you're talking about a player from Bayern Munich who is well-known, is in their pipeline. They are so deep. I mean, I pointed out, again, in this magazine article that I wrote months ago, the U.S., in hoping to get out of its group, would wind up against Germany in the third match. And the hope was they would get Germany's second stringers in that third match. And then I pointed out, yeah, Germany's second stringers, that's the guy that won the World Cup.
Now, did you know back when you wrote this magazine article where you predicted everything absolutely correctly?
Well, no, I had Spain in the final.
Oh, I see. Well, almost
correctly. On myself, I had Spain in the final.
Did you know that the winning goal would be struck by someone who has a supermodel girlfriend? Did you know that as well?
Well, don't they all? I mean, I was sitting in front of the TV yesterday, and I saw one of the players who didn't get used yesterday, Julian Draxler, and he goes over to the stands, and he brings out – he bargains with the security guard. Out comes this gorgeous young woman, and I'm thinking either that's his girlfriend or fiancé, or else he just needed a date for the party. You know, it's nice to be a footballer.
Boy, don't we sound like a couple of old fogies
here,
that's for sure.
Well, what can I say? My wife allowed me to say that.
Let's talk a little bit about what this meant for Brazil, the expenditure, the fact that the U.S. paid a lot of attention. It was on ABC News and it was ABC Sports. It was ESPN broadcast the whole tournament. Right. It was a very big deal in the United States.
It was a big deal. And the media, I mean, the New York Times, from what I understand, sent 17 people there, you know, techies and photographers you might not notice. So it's become a big deal. I think the United States is acknowledging, I mean, the fact that there was such a bidding war for the next couple of World Cups, which ESPN is not getting. It's going over to Fox. But it is a huge deal. And I think this World Cup proved, not just because the United States had a decent run, but just because of the pubs, the cable, it being everywhere, it proved that the United States is at least up for this quadrennial party. We recognize that there's an equivalent to the Super Bowl, and it comes around every 4 years.
All right. So here's the billion-dollar question. Did the World Cup in the United States, excluding Cleveland, was that a bigger story than LeBron this weekend in the U.S.?
I would say Not necessarily this weekend, not necessarily the final, although certainly the final was a great match and people watched it. But when you get a celebrity like that, I mean, that's one of our major sports. I could certainly concede that LeBron is a main story. However, the broad sense is, what's more to celebrate? To go out and have a good time in somebody's living room? I mean, LeBron is it's an interesting story. He's going back, and I applaud him for going back to his home. Nice that he could see his way through to that. But still, the World Cup was a party, and I suspect a lot of people were watching. I haven't seen the numbers.
For all of you who are living under a rock, we should just update you. Germany won the World Cup 1-0 over Argentina, and LeBron James is leaving the Miami Heat and going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA. That happened this weekend, just for those of you who weren't really paying attention. A lot of huge monster, like celebrity important dignitaries at the World Cup in Brazil.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big deal. I understand that James, and I think one of his buddies, Dwayne Wade, was it?
Putin was there. Merkel.
Well, she would be there because was standing next to Dilma, the president of Brazil, which was a nice sight to see two women heading major countries. And
Putin had an entourage.
And I'm sure that there were all kinds of people in the stands just because they could afford to go there. That's what it's become. It's become the world, I mean, and has been for a while, but as people spend the money. Now, the question is, where does the World Cup go from here? What are the implications to Germany winning this? It's the third straight time that a European nation has won the World Cup. All these European nations, major football nations, having players at their command, stay-at-home stars who stay there. I think ultimately out of this, and perhaps that Dilma and Angela might have had this conversation between two heads of state about a North-South or Latin America, Europe kind of economic question.
That's great.
Is all the power tilting toward the Champions League level of football?
Two thoughts on the U.S. team, and then we got to go.
Sure. Two thoughts. The U.S. is going in the right direction with Klinsmann, who not only was a great player and is a smart guy, but he comes from the German system that produced these three teams. He was part of that. He was in on it. It is a system. They have had a program.
We just need a couple of South Americans.
Well, that's the next thing going on is to find as many as you can. And believe me, they're trying.
George Vesey, contributing sports columnist to the New York Times and author of the recent book, 8 World Cups, My Journey Through the Beauty and Dark Side of Soccer. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the World Cup. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. George, thanks so much.
Always nice to be here.